Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Rapists, they're sending us not their finest people. They're sending us people, and it's people from other than Mexico also. We have drug dealers coming across. We have rapists. We have killers. We have murderers. Why, do you think they're going to send us, I mean, it's common sense. You think they're going to send us their best people and their finest people? The answer is no.
Yes, indeed. It used to be a song in West Side Story that no one took as, if you could turn off the sound, they don't know what I'm saying. There used to be a song in West Side Story, a musical from the 60s, and no one made it into a political statement. When the play came out, then the movie, they would sing "Everything Free in America, I Want to Be in America." Well, suddenly the Hispanic pressure groups didn't go berserk in the streets. But now that they control the nation, because La Raza, as you well know, has inveigled their way into the White House, just as Al Sharpton has, we are being run by a foreign power and by an enemy of America, as sure as I'm sitting here. And Trump is right. Now, whether Trump is seriously running or not is a question. And I'm not so sure, given that he has not backtracked on saying that he would like Oprah Winfrey as a running mate. I don't know whether that was sarcastic to Staphylococcus or not. But if he's going to run and he really says he wants that left-wing woman as his running mate, then it's not a serious campaign. It's nonsense. But whether or not Trump is running, you have to admit that he's going to move the candidates, to the center right, away from the left. Because right now they're pandering to the left. Right now all of them are scared to death of the vermin in the media, the salenterates in academia. So Donald's doing a very good job for us. And speaking of cultural degradation on the Savage Nation, have you seen this story this morning on Breitbart? Italian families protest forced cross-dressing of school children. I told you from the beginning that was never about gay rights. It was never about an oppressed minority. It simply wanted equality. It was always about dominance. And we are paying the piper right now because of our tolerance. Parents from the north of Italy have organized a massive demonstration called Defend Our Children against gender ideology in schools, which will be held this Saturday in the St. John Lateran Square in Rome. What is it about? They're protesting Italian educational programs, which are meant to blur the sexual identity of young children. Did you hear what the vermin are doing? In the northern Italian city of Trieste, parents are in an uproar over a taxpayer-funded elementary school program, which includes dressing little boys as girls and girls as boys to overcome so-called gender stereotypes. The perverts have taken over every aspect of every Western culture, which, by the way, is why ISIS is rising around the world. Make no mistake about it. ISIS is a counterpoint to these psychotics. You don't understand that. I do. I have a global perspective. I have a mystical perspective. I have a godly perspective. And I am telling you there is a reason ISIS is making gains. It's because of the vermin who have penetrated our culture and destroyed it from within. Schools are calling the exercise the Game of Respect, which purportedly adopts many guidelines from the European Standards on Sex Education attributed to the World Health Organization. You know who they are, don't you? You know about the perverts from Brussels, don't you? With the alleged child sex slaves that they hold around Europe. You haven't heard about that? What do you think, they're all clean as the driven snow? Listen, there's more. The so-called perverted Game of Respect consists in a box containing several cards presenting the figures of different working roles, male and female housewives and husbands, male and female plumbers and firefighters, with the figures represented in exactly the same way to show that males and females are completely interchangeable. There is also a card from the perverts with a game called If He Were She and She Were He, where boys and girls are expected to exchange the clothes they are wearing in the classroom. The boy dresses as a girl, and the girl dresses as a boy. And then they discuss how they feel in that new role. Parents in Italy are especially up in arms over the school district's attempt to conceal the program and its contents from them. The Italian father of one of the children, Amedeo Rossetti, said that in early February he attended a PTA meeting where the program for the second semester was presented. When Mr. Rossetti posed specific questions on issues of gender, school administrators, all perverts, by the way, categorically denied the presence of gender-based activities in the school. The foxes are inside the hen house. They're posing as humanitarians. They're posing as liberals. They're posing as kind. They're not. They're predators. One of the goals of the protesters is the enforcement of European art 0.26, whatever that is, regarding informed consent, whereby parents can ask the school to be informed before their children are introduced to courses with themes like those regarding so-called gender theory, which, by the way, is a construct. Gender theory is a creation of the perverts in order to make the rest of us be frightened of them. That's my opinion. There is no such thing as gender theory. Either you're born a male or you're born a female. It doesn't matter how you act. You are born as a male or you're born as a female. Yes, I understand there's a small percentile biologically of people who are not male nor female. But by and large, we know this is a hogwash in order to confuse you. You want to hear more of what's going on in Italy? The land of the rising sun? Parents are also protesting a sex ed program for kindergarten students intended to highlight the similarities and differences between boys' and girls' bodies. The program involves one child lying down and the others placing their hand first on the child's heart to feel how it beats, and then on the diaphragm to feel it rise and fall. The text reads that quite obviously in the genital area, children can see that they're made differently from one another. Though the text does not specifically state that the children are to touch each other in the genital area, parents are complaining that it is understood that they should touch each other's genitals. Mr. Rossetti says that the upcoming demonstration in the Italian capital is absolutely essential, since it is up to us as parents to defend our right to oversee the education of our children. The spokesman for the protest, Professor Massimo Gandolfini, said that Saturday's demonstration was organized, quote, to protect our children from the propaganda of gender theories that are appearing surreptitiously in an ever more worrying way in schools. Wouldn't it be nice if we had some men in America who took time out from basketball, baseball, and barbecue to scream about the perverts who are trying to destroy their children's minds? The event will defend the institution of marriage as composed of a man and a woman, the child's right to have a mother figure and a father, without having to suffer as kindergartners the propaganda of gender ideology that even Pope Francis, the leftist, has defined as an era of the human mind. Did you hear that? Even the leftist's dream pope, who puts forth the big lie about global warming and the need for income redistribution, even that leftist pope has defined this gender crap as an era of the human mind. You see, just this past Sunday, the leftist Pope Francis spoke out yet again against gender ideology and the right and duty of parents to guide their children's education, telling them that they are the ones primarily responsible for their children's formation. Listen to this. The leftist Pope said that children today are beginning to hear strange ideas, a sort of ideological colonization that poisons the soul and the family. We must act against this, said the Pope. Francis cited a recent case where a good Christian couple with children in the first and second grade had to recatechize their children in the evenings to counteract what they were receiving from, quote, some teachers of the school or from the textbooks that they were using, close quote. The Pope said this ideological colonization does great harm and can even destroy a society, a country, or a family, close quote. So now you know the rest of the story on the Savage Nation. Everywhere we turn, there is cultural and societal degradation. Whether it be the flooding of America with Muslim and other immigrants who will never assimilate to this nation. I stand by those words. Show me how the Somali community in Minnesota has assimilated to this country. Ask yourself why Obama is dumping so many Muslims in all white Christian communities. He's not doing it because he thinks they'll assimilate. He's doing it to bust up the Christian communities because the man is the devil. Obama and his minions are the devils themselves. They are out to not only remake America, but destroy America. I stand by those words. I will not back down. And someone on the Republican ticket has to stand up and show a pair of you-know-what and say something about this cultural degradation. They're talking in generic terms. Trump was talking in specific terms, as I do every day on the show. 855 800-400-7282. To any topic that I mention is fair game. And I open you up to the calls right now. Bill on KSFO, welcome to the program. What's your topic?
Hi, Michael. Yeah, I heard you mention about Trump's Oprah remark, and I think he actually did backpedal it this morning on his final weekly appearance on Fox and Friends.
Well, hold on. What did Trump say this morning about that?
He basically said, and I think this is good, that it shows that, you know, you want to ask me a ridiculous question, I'll give you a ridiculous answer. You know, I took it as a joke, and I gave
you... Okay, so he was saying he wants Oprah as a running mate, sarcastically, to the disgraced journal, the disgraced faker, whatever his name was, Staphylococcus.
There you go. Yeah, and I was gratified to hear it quickly, too, because, you know...
Yeah, so was I. I was a little worried. I played it yesterday on the show, at the end of the show. Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah. I heard it live.
Okay, good. Yeah, well, we try to bring everything to you. Bill, do you have children? Are you a father?
I am not. I am the father of numerous musical compositions. That's as close as...
Well, now you're the father of Countdown to Mecca for Father's Day. My new novel, which I'm sure that you as a musician of all people will get. It's not for everybody. Liberals cannot read a book like this because it has too much political truth in the form of a novel. If it was about Jenny has two mommies or Bobby has two fathers or that the sex is an ambivalent thing and we don't know what a boy or a girl is, it would be number one on the reading list of the San Francisco newspaper. This is the Savage Nation. Shelley, WABC, go ahead. What's your topic?
I'd like to mention that I think that Donald Trump would be a perfect candidate for president because we just have to look at the record of Mike Bloomberg, who for quite a few years pulled New York, which was probably one of the roughest cities in the United States, pulled them really out of the dirt and made it a beautiful city.
Right, when it was run by the communist bloc that is now running New York again, it was a dirty cesspool. Crime was out of control. Bloomberg straightened the city out by applying some of the same ideas that Trump is proposing. However, Bloomberg, I'm sorry to tell you, is an open borders guy. You know that.
That I didn't know, but I can say that some people say Trump has a lot of money. What does he know about the middle class and the poor? Well, Bloomberg also has tremendous amounts of money, and he has applied himself very specially to the city.
Let me put it to you this way. I'd rather have an honest rich man as a politician than a corrupt poor man. Does that work for you? Put it down. Write it down in cement. I'd rather have an honest rich man who earned his fortune than a corrupt socialist who destroys everything by stealing from the middle class in the form of taxes and regulations. That's my opinion. Are you a father out there?
I'm a father of six, a grandfather of 30.
Oh, God, then I have to give you 36 copies of Countdown to Mecca. Would you accept one for Father's Day?
I will accept it if you would write, autograph it, and honor it.
I can't autograph it because it comes out of my fulfillment house, but stay on the line. You got a free, beautiful hardcover copy for Father's Day of my novel, which I will talk about right until Father's Day because it's the most testosterone-driving book written in 2015. I'm Michael Savage. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. Extra. Hear all about it. Italian families protest forced cross-dressing of school children by perverts in the schools themselves. 855-400-7282. We're also talking about Donald Trump, who has caused quite a stir by announcing his candidacy. And as I said to you, I certainly would support him if he runs as a Republican. I will not support him if he runs on a third party, because it will only undermine whoever on the Republican ticket runs. And we cannot afford to have Hillary Clinton as president. She is only fit to be the librarian at the Clinton Library, in my estimation. She could take tickets at the front of the library. She could arrange kickbacks for Bill, if that's what they do, at the library. But she is not fit to run this country. We know what they did when they were here for 8 years, right? You forgot about all the scandals? I know, it's like the good old days for the illegitimate. They thought those were great days. But they really weren't great days. The Clintons started the meltdown of American culture. Remember that. You see, his misbehaviors in the White House were unto themselves rather minor misbehaviors from one point of view, because the wife looked the other way. She knew what he was. It was no surprise to her. But when you have a president so out of control that he can't control his urges, even in the White House, it tells you much more about him than you'd like to know. And that's what all the scandals were about. And she was a co-scandal monger. I mean, rather, she was involved with them because she was a, what do they call that? Someone who allows it to happen? I don't know the word. I can't remember. Enabler. She enabled it to happen. So they are what they are, you know. WDRC, Barbara, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. My daughter, this was 25 years ago, was in junior high, and the family health, they don't call it sex ed, they call it family health now, told all the students that 2 out of every 5 people would become homosexual. They also have a booklet that describes every kind of sexual deviancy possible. And this was all given to my child in the 9th grade.
In which school?
This was in a school in Connecticut.
Well, I mean, that's sort of an oxymoron. A school in Connecticut, there's no such thing. It's a brainwashing institution in Connecticut.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, Connecticut is so far to the left that you can produce a senator like the type you have.
Right. It's horrific.
Who is your senator there?
Blumenthal.
Well, that says it all. Blumenthal is the far left. Blumenthal is the problem. Blumenthal is a product of the far left. Blumenthal is the most anti-family senator of all. Blumenthal is a certifiable wackadoodle. Barbara, a free copy of my novel Countdown to Mecca to you for Father's Day.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I only tell the truth, and frankly, Mexico is sending not their best and not their finest. We're getting drug dealers, we're getting sex offenders, we're getting tremendous problems. I speak to border guards. I met 2 border guards last week, and they say what's coming into this country is not their best. Believe me, it's their worst. And we're getting it. Now, I'm sure good people are coming in also. But they're just walking past security. They have no checks, no balances. So whether it costs me votes or not, I don't care. I tell the truth.
Good. He's right. Maybe he'll move some of the timid Republicans to be real leaders. The fact is that we need Donald Trump. We need Donald Trump's ideas. And for those who are criticizing him, they're toe dust. That's what I described them in the media who were mocking him yesterday. Toe dust and skirts. The National Review attacked him today in a lengthy piece written by an unknown, jealous man, a little man. The National Review has attacked me repeatedly for 20 years. What is the National Review? It's read by nobody. What, because William F. Buckley Jr. was once the editor at something to pay attention to? Why would they attack him? Because they're sold out to the Republican Party, as are those in the Rush cartel, by the way. They're one and the same. It's all one cartel. I'm sorry to say it. Now, many nations are building walls right now. Dominican Republic is mass deporting Haitians. They're lining up buses to get them out of their country. In Europe, Hungary is ordering a 100-mile border fence. The nations of the world are lining up to save their sovereignty. The United States of America takes in more immigrants than any other nation on earth, and Obama won't be happy until you are a minority in your own country. Obama will not be happy until the churches and the churchgoers are minorities in their own country. Obama will not be happy until there is no longer an America. That's my opinion, and we all know it to be true. I watched that faker speak this morning. I turned the TV off. He was celebrating the appointment of Loretta Lynch as the top cop. A woman who has done untold damage in New York City and that district. A woman who was lobbied for by none other than the shady Al Sharpton. That's someone he should salute as Attorney General. We haven't had a reign of terror under that other one, Holder, long enough. Now we need Holder in a skirt. That's what we just got. When I watched that shady character Obama speak this morning, I started to shake, and I fumed. I turned the TV off. I couldn't look at him anymore. That's how much, that's how far I've come with this man. I can't watch him. There's nothing in him that I can relate to, nothing. So, yeah, many nations know what's going on, and they're doing something about it. But we have been neutralized in this country by the vermin, by the far left. That's right. It's that simple. So I hope Donald Trump runs, and I hope he wins. Now, the hit piece in the National Review was written by a jealous little man who couldn't even afford to buy a pair of shoes that Donald Trump wears. It's all jealousy. Written by an unknown would-be intellectual, allegedly a conservative intellectual, but nothing but a bitter little man. And I read the article. I'm not going to read it to you. But one of the things that this little man in the National Review said about Trump was that he was born rich, and therefore he didn't really earn his money. You know, that's a crock of garbage. And he smeared Trump's father in the article. Shame on William F. Buckley's ghost to smear Trump's father, who built many amazing apartment houses for the middle class in New York City. He called him a slumlord. He was the furthest thing from a slumlord. Donald Trump's father built substantial middle-class buildings in Queens and Brooklyn, New York, giving families a clean, good place to live in. Where does he come up with slumlord? Where'd that come from? Just because he owns apartments, he's a slumlord? You know, you talk about a smear campaign coming from the left. Well, that would make the National Review a far-left publication, which is, by the way, what it has become under... Who's the editor-in-chief there? Rich Lowry? Another one who's sniped at me for 20 years now. They don't like Michael Savage because I'm for borders, language, and culture, and they're a sellout of the Republican Party, meaning they like open borders, no language, and no culture. Oh, yeah, but they're real conservatives. Yeah, they're real conservatives. Why? What makes them a real conservative? I really don't care what they call themselves. They're wrong about Trump. Let me tell you something that I happen to know about the Trump family, and I'm not a friend of theirs. I grew up on the poor side of utopia of Union Turnpike in Queens, New York. Donald Trump, believe it or not, when I was young, lived, I didn't know him at the time, he lived on the good side of Union Turnpike. The other side of Union Turnpike was where Jamaica Estates were. Beautiful, middle-class brick homes. We lived on the other side in attached houses, meaning, you know, row brick houses that were attached. But for us, it was paradise because I had come from an apartment in the Bronx, which was pretty low. We didn't like it there very much. There was no crime when we lived there. After we left the Bronx, it degenerated into a total hellhole. But nevertheless, we moved to an attached house. We lived on the poor side of Union Turnpike. He lived on the rich side in Jamaica Estates next to Cunningham Park. And the houses were very beautiful over there. Now, Donald was not an only child. Donald was, as I understand it, there was one other brother at least. And both of the brothers had the same chance to build a business from what their father had given them. Donald took what his father had given him and turned it into what he has. The other brother did not. He fell by the wayside because he didn't have Donald's character. Donald Trump is a self-made man. Make no mistake about it. He started with a lot, but he built it into a lot more. Others start with a lot and wind up in the gutter. And I'm sure that the writer for the National Review, had he started with something, would today have less than what he has right now as a mere unknown writer for the National Review. So no, Trump is a self-made man. Make no mistake about it. Some people inherit money and build on the fortune. Others inherit money and screw it up. He's the former, not the latter. So let's not say he's not a self-made man. He is. And as far as calling him his father a slumlord, that's a low blow. Because I'll repeat myself, there are probably many listeners on the Savage Nation in New York City who can call and say, yeah, I lived in a Trump apartment house. I think he built Left Rack City. I'm not sure if he did. I think he did. I know he built numerous apartment houses all over Manhattan, which were beautiful, clean, middle-class buildings for a very long period of time. KSFO Online, Joe, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just want to say that the reports that Trump might be a spoiler, you know, are pretty widespread, but I see another aspect to him. I see him as possibly a kingmaker because his views are clear and they're concise, they're clearly stated, and they're very conservative.
And you're so right. He's the antithesis to the Republican liberal establishment.
Yeah, but in the field of Republicans, he could draw, if he draws a lot of attention and good polling, he could draw everybody to the right, you know, make them force them, you know, to take a more right.
Listen, all the polls right now are garbage for one reason. The true conservatives never answer polls and are never polled. They're not going to tell any of these creeps who call them up what they think. If Trump was really running and really ran on this platform of building a wall, which I suggested in my trickle-up poverty book, etc., I can guarantee you that millions of people who are not going to vote will vote. They're not going to vote for the other candidates in the Republican Party at all.
Well, let's say he's around number three or number two. He could greatly influence number one by pledging his support. If he's not going to win, he could choose between the top contenders, you know, and negotiate with them based on adopting and making them promise to take on planks in this platform.
Well, you're saying that if he chooses to run, even though he's not winning, I frankly think if he ran, he would easily win. The only people opposing Trump, other than the obvious far left in the media, are the Republican Party themselves. They're afraid of him. They're for open borders, they're for no language, and they're for no culture. They stand for nothing except greed and lobbyists. That's all they stand for. What is the Republican Party? Can you tell me what the Republican Party stands for? I don't know what it is.
Democratic light. But I'm just saying that as a possibility. I hope Trump wins. I'm with you on that. But if he's at, you know, the vice presidential level or number three, he could have a huge...
He would never, ever accept the vice presidency, nor should he. The last thing we want to see is a debald Donald Trump looking like the clown who is now vice president, a no man. The vice presidency is a none job. It has no power. It's nothing. It's symbolic.
Right.
Basically, all a vice president does is wait there in case the president dies.
What if he was really high up there? And he gave, say, a lot of support to Carly Fiorina, and that pushed her over the top. I mean, I'm just thinking of different scenarios.
Well, I'm not a fan of Carly. I mean, I'll take her over Hillary if that's the choice. Carly ran for governor in California. I remember when her campaign crashed and burned. I'm from California. I know what she did. When she was pressed by conservatives in California on the issue of illegal immigrants, she was in favor of amnesty. She always has been. And so that was the end of her campaign. It's why she crashed and burned. So far as I know, she hasn't changed on that issue, my friend.
That's the end of my support for her right
there. To ask her, let someone ask Carly Fiorina where she stands on illegal aliens and amnesty. It's that simple. Joe, I'm giving you a Father's Day gift. You know what it is, a copy of my novel, A Countdown to Mecca. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. 855-400-7282. WABC Josh, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, my comment, you were talking about that really outlandish, disgusting situation in Italy, you know, and it just brings to the forefront, you know, how the world is just becoming so immoral. You know, people are not students of history, you know, for instance, the Greeks, the Romans, the reason why these empires fell is because of immorality. And, you know, another point is where I've never...
Yes, you are 100% right. And right now it's coming from the radical left in the form of this gender identity garbage where they're trying to destroy our children's minds and souls.
And my second point is, and I've never heard anybody talk about this, is people who are for gay marriage and consider themselves religious. In the Bible, the Ten Commandments, it says, honor thy father and mother. It's not plural. Honor thy fathers or mothers. And I don't understand why people...
Well, that's why they're out to burn Bibles. You understand why they attacked the Catholic Church to begin with? Because the Catholic Church actually teaches the Bible. And so if you can eliminate the Bible, then you can have a nice, malleable Catholic Church that stands for global warming and gender confusion.
Yep.
Then it'll be a church that they can relate to, you see. Something without any firm statements on anything. The Bible is clear. It says, honor thy father and thy mother. It doesn't say, honor thy fathers nor thy and thy mothers.
Correct. I mean, even the Pope now, he's for global warming. I mean...
The Pope is just a tool of the far left. He's a stooge on that issue. All right, my friend, we see what's going on. You're right about Greece and Rome. We know why they fell. One of the main reasons was the moral decay. Stay in the line, Josh. My novel, Mecca, will go out to you. I received a letter from a professor of political science about the moral degeneracy that the West is facing right now. And I want to read it to you because it's tied into the communist Frank Marshall Davis, The Untold Story of Barack Obama's Mentor. And when I read you his letter, you will find out that Obama's looking the other way or encouraging this gender garbage, by the way, and melting us down morally and culturally is not by accident. It is part of the Frankfurt School. It is about the cultural Marxism that he has been steeped in, and it is about the death of America. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
The risk.
You know, it's interesting to me, with the Pope moving so far to the left and spewing forth the entire radical leftist agenda with regard to virtual everything except family values. He has not yet caved in on the gender garbage, climate change, you name it. He's a far leftist. He may as well be a professor at one of America's institutions of lower living. I believe that what he is doing to the church, Obama is doing to America. They're one and the same. And they're related to the same mindset. And here's a letter from a professor of political science, Paul Kangor, that I have to read to you. Michael, I'm writing because you're one of the few talk show hosts to understand the history and figures that I lay out in my new book. Not only are you familiar with the likes of Marx and Engels and their toxic ideas on the family, marriage, sex, private property, religion, and on, but you're one of the rare people who knows the cultural Marxists, the Frankfurt School, Herbert Marcuse, Wilhelm Reich, Betty Friedan, Kate Millett, The New Left, Ayers and Dorn and Rudd and Hayden, John Dewey, Columbia University, Harry Hay, and even Obama's communist mentor, Frank Marshall Davis. Well, my book lays out the stunning story of how these radical leftists have been looking to reshape, redefine, and take down natural, traditional Judeo-Christian marriage and family for two centuries. Our culture now stands in their footsteps. Gay marriage may be new, yes, but its attempt at redefining and smashing the Judeo-Christian standard is not new at all. That sinister effort has been going on for a long, long time, and the vast majority of Americans and even gay marriage supporters have no concept of the malevolent forces long at work. You, Savage, however, do understand. You get it totally. Anyway, I would love to come on your show to discuss this for the benefit of your audience. And it would be a pleasure to have the discussion with someone who knows the dark history and the dark figures. And with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling on marriage coming up, not to mention all the other marriage, family, transgender cultural insanity, which is the cultural Marxist dream come true, there could not be a better time. His book is called The Communist Frank Marshall Davis, The Untold Story of Barack Obama's Mentor by Paul Kangor, Ph.D. And so when you see these issues of poisoning the children's minds, whether in Italy or here, with these gender stories, or the gay marriage propaganda that's wholesome, you have to understand where this is coming from. You have to understand that they're taking down our culture. You have to understand that you have to not be so nice to everyone, especially when they are walking around with the knives out behind their back. WJR Walt, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. On which topic?
Yeah, Michael, on the Pope, I've been a practicing Catholic Christian ever since baptism, and ever since this Pope came into view, I've taken a sabbatical from the Church, and these are the reasons. The Catholic Bishop's stance on illegal immigration. The Pope is going to be Che Guevara to the Palestinians.
Mm-hmm.
The global warming was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Absolutely. So what church do you now attend?
I'm not. I love the Catholic Church, but right now I can't support it. I'm not going to go.
Wow, that's a big statement. I'm going to send you a Father's Day gift countdown to Mecca, and I'm going to say that the Pope is doing more harm than he may imagine with his far-left ideology.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I beat China all the time. When was the last time you saw a Chevrolet in Tokyo? When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. The big lie. Obamacare. $5 billion we spent at a website. I hire people. They do a website. It costs me $3. Are you running? Are you not running? I am officially running for President of the United States. We need a leader that wrote the art of the deal. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. Free trade can be wonderful if you have smart people. But we have people that are stupid. I like China. I just sold an apartment for $15 million to somebody from China. They have bridges that make the George Washington Bridge look like small potatoes. I don't need anybody's money. It's nice. I'm really rich. I love the Saudis. Many are in this building. Obama, a year ago, Yemen was a great victory. 2 weeks later, the place was blown up. We're dying. We're dying. We need money. Thank you, darling. But Mr. Trump, you're not a nice person.
We don't need nice.
That's true. But actually, I am. I think I am a nice person. We have losers. We have losers. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me. Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump. We won't be using a man like Secretary Kerry. He goes into a bicycle race at 72 years old and falls and breaks his leg. I won't be doing that. The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and we will make America great again.
Well, let's hope so, and let's hope that Donald really runs and chooses a great running mate that we can really, you know, sink our teeth into, so to speak, such as Dr. Ben Carson. That's a winning ticket. Because, you know, that Dr. Ben Carson is the antithesis to the president we have now. Ben Carson is genuine. He is not a construct. Ben Carson is a pediatric neurosurgeon, which is about as difficult as it gets in neurosurgery. Ask any neurosurgeons about pediatric neurosurgery. You cannot fake your way into pediatric neurosurgery. And although he is African-American, he did not need affirmative action to become a pediatric neurosurgeon. He had the brains and the skill set to become a pediatric neurosurgeon. The opposite is true for Barack Obama, who has used race as a weapon to get where he is. And so I support the Donald Trump candidacy. I hope he runs, and I hope he chooses someone like Carson. And we'll wait and see. The other topic is, you know, the one that won't go away is the fake black, this Rachel character who continues to lie about her race. She's a con woman, in my estimation, nothing more and nothing less. And thus far, I have not seen any members of the civil rights community, you know, speak out against her activities. I haven't seen any of the pompous members of the Congressional Black Caucus who are just so offended by everything, not offended by her, apparently. Why not? Why has there been no march in demand for the truth about Rachel Donezal? Which raises a bigger question, by the way, which is that if she can fake her race by claiming there is no such thing as race, that, excuse me, race is just a construct, well, if we take her on her word, as many of the leftists do, then we don't need these race-baiting organizations who are built only around race, right? Anyway, just a thought. The phone number here is 855-400-728. We're also talking about the sexual madness in our schools. Italian families protesting this Saturday the forced cross-dressing of school children by deviants and perverts. When did the word deviant and pervert, when did the words deviant and pervert get dropped from the English language dictionary? Has anyone told me that they have read an official statement that there's no such word as the word deviant? There is no such word as the word pervert in the dictionary? You know, those words still exist. In fact, as I speak with you today on the Savage Nation radio program, I am rifling through my books. Here they are. And I'm going to get for you two books that I use on occasion. One is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and the other is Roget's Thesaurus, which I've enjoyed since college days. And both of them have words in them. Now, maybe these are old editions. They could be old editions. They could be the old straight white male edition. I don't know. There may be a new edition that I'm not aware of. But let me go into the old straight white male Merriam-Webster Dictionary and look up the word pervert. And let us see if the word has any meaning. Pemmican, penology, filter. Oh, it takes a while for me to flip through the pages in the old way. I know I should be doing it on the internet, and it'd be faster, admittedly. But I want to use the old straight white male's dictionary just for now to see what this antique book has to say. And here it is. Perspective. I have to turn the page now. Pert. We're getting there. Ah, pervade. Perverse. Here we go. Perverse. Turned away from what is right or good. Robert, that's the actual definition. Turned away from what is right or good. Perverse. Corrupt. Obstinate in opposing what is reasonable or accepted. Okay. Perversion. The action of perverting. The condition of being perverted. A perverted form of something. Aberrant sexual behavior. That's perversion. And now we get to the verb pervert. One, to lead astray, corrupt, mainly the young. Two, to divert to a wrong purpose, misapply. Synonym, deprave or debase. Interesting. So these words do exist, perverse, perversion, pervert, in the old straight white male Merriam-Webster dictionary. I do not know if they're still permitted to be taught on university campuses where perverts have taken over the colleges and universities. I'm sure that they've rewritten the dictionaries, because the dictionaries themselves may be found offensive to so many on the campus, let us say 0.001%, who are now running everything. Isn't that true? Yeah, okay, you get the picture. Well, it's time for us to stand up and not take it anymore. And Donald Trump, by the way, is the man to do that. You see, I told you before, a fish rots from the head down. Because Obama is so rotten, he has rotted the nation. He is corrupt. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. He says one thing and does another. He talks about global warming, and he and his wife fly all over the world on huge airplanes spewing pollution, if you want to put it that way. He talks about the immigrants and the poor, and he ridicules the 1% when he only associates with the 1%. I should say the 0.01% who support him. He is a liar. He has perverted the meaning of the word president. In my opinion, he has led us astray. Donald Trump would be the opposite. That's my opinion. By the way, the same could be applied to the Pope, who has perverted the Catholic Church with all of his leftist teachings. And I stand by those words. He is the opposite of what the Catholic Church stands for. The Pope is the opposite of what the Catholic Church stands for on too many issues. I don't know how Catholics can support this. I don't understand it. WMAL, Susan, you want to speak on that issue? Please do so.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Savage. I agree with you about the Pope. I left the church about 5 years ago for the same reasons that the previous caller had. But in my case, it was through the Archdiocese of Baltimore when they were giving out social justice propaganda. And on Easter Sunday, they had the audacity to encourage people to bus into D.C. They would charge them nothing so they could go down there and fight, and I say that with quotes, for immigration.
Now, why is it that the Catholic Church is in favor of illegal immigration? You know the reason, right?
I think they've been bought off, to be quite frank with you.
Well, there's two reasons. One is Catholic Family Services receives hundreds of millions of dollars a year from the federal government, which was already an abomination. in order to house, feed, clothe, and transport illegal immigrants. So does Baptist Family Services. So do Jewish organizations. Virtually every religious organization in America has been compromised by this federal government. They have bought them out lock, stock, and barrel through grants and contracts to service illegal aliens. You understand how that works? This is how a dictatorship emerges. This is how a dictatorship where there is no separation of church and state evolves.
Yes.
I mean, those are complete sentences that I just made. And I want to thank you for calling, Susan. Countdown to Mecca for a man in your life for Father's Day. And if there is no specific man in your life, then you can have it for next Mother's Day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
In America.
Stop this racist song right now and get out all copies of West Side Story and burn them. Burn them in the new America. How dare you play that on my show? What do you mean everything free in America? Are you kidding me? You know they all come here to work, the system. This is the Savage Nation. We're continuing our investigation of the meltdown of America and how to stop it. We have one great white hope, who is Donald Trump. Yeah, I just called him that. Savage calls Donald Trump the great white hope. That's right. Now, the First Lady has used Air Force Two for vacations before. This one hits a new low. She goes to London on a vacation. And where does she choose to give a speech? To a Muslim girls' school. It happens to be in a district that is now a district from where more radicals have emanated than anywhere else in England. Now, why would the First Lady not know that? Why would she have gone to a former mill town in England that is now a hotbed of radical Islamist behavior and speak to headscarved girls in a way that you're not going to believe? Is she running for some kind of office like the head of the UN? Listen to clip 11 of your First Lady.
I'm here because when I look out at all of these young women, I see myself.
Oh, wow.
I may come from a country that's an ocean away, but yeah, I'm a bit older than you all. Yeah, I am. I know I don't look it, but I'm just a little older.
Okay, so she's pandering to Muslim girls in headscarves, and she says that she sees herself in a headscarf, I guess. Listen to number 12.
But in so many ways, your story is my story.
What?
For those of you who may not know much about my background, I grew up in a working class neighborhood on the south side of Chicago.
That's a lie.
Neighborhood a lot like this one.
You're a liar.
Through it all, my parents fully expected us to do both, to achieve our dreams and be there for
us. Again, pushing the lie that she grew up in a poor neighborhood. People have called the show and said she grew up in a middle class house. She had a lily white background. And now she's acting like she was a downtrodden minority. It's unbelievable to me. Then she goes on now and she attacks in an offhanded way people who are not Muslim. Listen in 13.
I want to thank all of the students here, the smart, powerful, creative, accomplished young women of Mulberry School for Girls. You all are beautiful. And maybe you read the news and hear what folks are saying about your religion. And you wonder if people will ever see beyond your headscarf to who you really are, instead of being blinded by the fears and misperceptions in their own minds.
Why would the First Lady of the United States, who has an FBI right now conducting investigations of Muslims in 50 states, Muslims who are plotting to kill us and blow things up, why would she do this? You have to ask yourself what she and her husband are all about. You really have to ask yourself, why would she go all the way to England and pander to Muslim girls, not in a Muslim school known for anything special? Why would she praise them and say they're all special? Why would she say all of them are smart, powerful, and creative? How can you say that about all girls in a school? And why would she choose this school? This school, the Mulberry School, as I say to you, in a district of England that was once, let us say, one of the prominent areas of clothing manufacturer, where the multiculturalists immigrated tens of thousands, then hundreds of thousands of Muslims who have now taken over the entire district, and it is now a hotbed of radicalism. Five major suicide bombers came out of that very district that she chose to go to. Why? You mean she wasn't informed of this by the FBI? Now listen to the next one on how she attacks people who are not Muslims in 14.
I know how painful and how frustrating all of that can be. I know how angry and exhausted it can make you feel.
Poor lady.
But here's the thing. With an education from this amazing school.
What's amazing about it?
You all have everything you need to rise above all of the noise and fulfill every last one of your dreams.
But what are the dreams? What is she talking about? Why is she always acting like she's downtrodden and oppressed as a first lady? Is she the first lady to ever be criticized? Let's go all the way back to the beginning. Every first lady was criticized. This one, though, thinks that it's based on race. Everything to her is in a racial manner. Nothing about criticism is allowed in her mind. But it gets worse, much worse. Again, I have to ask you the question. Why does Michelle Obama go to one of the most radical communities for Muslims in England and pander to the girls in that school? What is she really after? What do you think she's going to be running for? We're all focused on 2016 in America. What do you think she and her husband have in mind should they ever leave office? I don't know what she has in mind. Does she want to run the UN? Does she want to run the World Bank? Can you imagine this nightmare scenario? Barack Obama as the head of the UN and Michelle Obama as the head of the World Bank. Can you imagine that? How would that be for Quinella? Would you like that one? Because I can add to it if you'd like. It's going to get worse, not better. Even when they cease plaguing America, should they ever leave office. And by the way, look at the damage Bush did in the last 3 months of his reign of terror. Remember I warned you in the August of that year that it wasn't over, what he was going to do when he busted the economy? Do you remember Bush did that? Obama has 18 months left. That's an awfully long time, boys and girls. Think about it. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm going to have some breaking news for you soon, right after this break, but I got to get back to what we're talking about. I can't believe what I'm looking at. I can't even get into it. It'll open up a whole new can of worms of people calling the show. I have some very good callers. Bill on WABC disagrees with me on Pope Francis. Go ahead, Bill. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hello. Thank you very much. This is from New York metropolitan area and also New England. The reports that come from the diocese that there has been an increase in church attendance and a lot of more enthusiasm.
That's very good, but what do you think about his false preaching about global warming?
There's something about the Pope that most Catholics...
Sir, I need you to answer the question. It doesn't matter that there are more behinds in the pews throwing money into the till. What do you think about him meddling in politics?
Well, that is... He could refrain from that, actually. So
you agree he should refrain from that. Yes, he's a very popular pope because he espouses the liberal garbage that the universities are putting out. And so, therefore, people are attracted to a liberal pope because they don't have to really do anything to be Catholic. They say, hey, that's great, man. I could sleep with 10 women and I could be a Catholic. I love that.
But there's another aspect of...
Well, man, I can marry my father and I could be a Catholic. I love that.
But this is about the infallibility of the pope. When he speaks from the chair of St. Peter. In the last 150 years, he has only used it twice. The first time the Pope used...
Only used what twice?
The doctrine of faith and morals, which comes under the category of the Pope being infallible. Very rare does the Pope use that particular doctrine. And in 150 years...
So what are you saying? The Pope is infallible or he isn't?
No, he's infallible only on faith and morals, and that's.
But he's not. But he does have the possibility for fallibility with regard to politics, correct?
No, No, outside of... Can I just mention...
This is too complicated. I'm getting a migraine. I feel like I need a new pair of glasses. I don't know what the guy's talking about. Here's some news. Take a guess who owns the Waldorf Astoria, the Chinese government. Last year, they bought it from the Hilton Corporation for $1.9 billion, right? At the time, the deal should not have gone through. But guess who Secretary of State was? The Clinton Library's wife. She let the deal go through. There were arguments that you shouldn't let China buy it. Now, the terms of the sale allow Hilton to run the hotel for 100 years. That's okay. But it also calls for, quote, a major renovation, quote, unquote, that some government officials believe fear will permit Chinese eavesdropping and cyber espionage inside the hotel. Now, as you well know, your friends in China hacked the recent federal personnel records, which compromised the data of millions of government workers. They are on a soft war footing against the United States of America. Well, guess what happens this fall? There's an annual UN General Assembly meeting. Well, this fall, for the first time after many decades, the State Department will not let their employees stay in the hotel, the Waldorf Astoria. They're going to use another hotel. They will not use the Waldorf Astoria because the Chinese own it. And everyone knows that they're going to be spying on American diplomats and support staff who travel to New York for the General Assembly each September and usually stay and hold meetings on two secured floors at the Waldorf. You and I both know they've already bugged them. And that's the rest of the story. 855-400-7282. The country is like Swiss cheese right now after Barack Obama and John Kerry and Hillary Clinton. The nation is like Swiss cheese. We need a president who is going to give us America back, kick out the spies, crack down on the illegals, throw out the illegals in prison, crack down on the foreign currency manipulators. That's what we need, and he's the only one saying he would do it. He made the other Republicans, unfortunately, look like what they are, which are compromisers. It's that simple. Whoever advised them was advising them wrongly. He speaks plainly, and he speaks directly. So now we go to Roget's Thesaurus for Straight White Males, my edition. It's old and it's yellow, and it goes back to my college days. It's from the year, 1960. I have a 1961 edition of the Roget's Thesaurus. This is truly an old straight white male edition. Now, I do not know if the current edition of Roget's Thesaurus still contains these words, but I'm going to look into them right now. In this old straight white male edition, perverse means contrary, wayward, naughty, obstinate, self-willed, headstrong. Okay, you could say to someone you're being perverse, and it has no moralistic implications. Or you can say you want to talk about the noun perversion, misusage, misemployment, misapplication, depravity, immorality. See, now we're getting closer to what all of you think it really is. Depravity, immorality, abnormality. There's no such thing as abnormal today in the United States of America. If a man can say he's a woman, and you have to swallow it and say, well, you are a woman, otherwise I'm a homophobe. Or if a white woman could say, I am black, and you have to say, but, then you're a racist. You see, there's no meaning to the word abnormality anymore. Thank you very much, leftists. The thesaurus that I own has another use of the word pervert. Synonyms for pervert, the noun include desecrate, prostitute, vitiate, adulterate, alloy. You know, if you alloy something, you deteriorate it. Demoralize, deprave, and seduce. I love words. Now, if you want to use the adjective version of perverted, you have synonyms meaning depraved, abandoned, unnatural. Whoa. Hey, that's a heavy one, Robert. Unnatural. Is there anything unnatural in America today other than a patriot? Is there anything more unnatural in America than a man who actually believes in God, family, and the American way? Not to the radical vermin who are running the country. So as you see, the straight white male edition of Roget's Thesaurus that I just read from is quite antiquated. And I should go to a new, more modern version, written by some of our distinguished professors of today. Those for whom there is nothing unnatural and for whom there is nothing perverse. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Let's see, what else do we have? We have Michelle Obama addressing the Mulberry School. Oh, we did that already. We have Rachel Dolezal. That's a great one. And she said she was inspired by the Jenner story. Can you believe this? This is awesome. How could any African American not puke from her? Listen to clip 18.
Just yesterday, I finally had a chance to read Caitlyn Jenner's piece. You know,
the
magazine, and really
voice.
Just.
Shut up! Get her off my show. If we lived in a sane nation, she would have been arrested immediately for impersonating someone. You know that there's actually a crime if a person says he fought in Vietnam and didn't. Isn't there groups that look into that? I forget what they're called. Or people claim they earned the Medal of Honor, and if they didn't earn it, they actually can be imprisoned for that. Oh, someone passed a law. I believe that there should be a law passed for people impersonating races that they don't belong to. I think it's a disgrace in an age of such sensitivity about such issues. I believe this is a nightmare that we're living through. But if you listen to her voice, what you hear is a snide, snickety, self-impressed liar through and through, in my estimation, who has just simply been out for herself from day one, from the get-go. And look where she got. She learned her lessons very well. Book deal, reality show, probably be invited to the next White House shindig. I wouldn't doubt that she wouldn't be on the A-list after this. She'll be amongst many, many people just like her, if not, let us say, genetically, at least spiritually, in using race as a weapon to get ahead. WGDJ Radio. Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mike, I'd like to move this sexual conversation up one rung on the ladder. You know,
I hate when someone starts out like that. That means I'm down the ladder from you. But go ahead. Make your point.
I hate to mean that. Well, when it comes to gay people, I think they should be, it should be allowed. It should be enjoyed because they're generally more artistic than most, but I don't think.
I think that's a myth, by the way.
Well,
I think that's a stereotype that all gays are autistic. But go on, go ahead.
I'm not saying all, but boy, they are.
All right, fine. Yeah, I get it. All right. So, what's your main point?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that coming from the left, if you know, like a Marxist or whatnot. I mean, if you believe in the collective, you're trying to do the greater good. I don't believe that promoting all this new sexual agenda is for the greater good. If you really,
of course it's not. Of course it's not for the greater good. I have proven beyond a reasonable doubt that this is part of a Marxist plan to destroy the whole basis of our society. What do you mean for the greater good? When you have children cross-dressing in an elementary school in Italy, what do you think the purpose of that is? It's to break apart the whole concept of gender, then family, then mother, then father. It breaks down the whole society. Family is the brick of a society.
I agree, but you see now we're centering on the cross current between the left and reality. I mean, the left is trying to do the greater good for the collective, and this is this is an interference with the greater good. So
you say the gay movement is trying to do the greater good for the greater many? Are you sure?
Well, I think the collective tries to work for the greater good. That's their motive, as I understand.
But do you actually believe it? That's a communist credo.
Yes, but that's what we're talking about.
Well, one of the communist credos is equality for all, meaning everyone is exactly equal. How did that work out in Mao Zedong's China?
Good. And
you remember the 1970s, the popularity of the little blue suits, the little blue hats with a red star? They were worn in San Francisco. Everyone smiled about it. They thought it was just fun and games. They didn't know about the 60 million who had been slaughtered by Mao Zedong. They had no idea what they were aping, marching around with the little red book. Well, the fact of the matter is he tried to make communist China equal, and they wound up killing 60 million people who weren't equal enough. The Chinese outgrew Mao Zedong. They have abandoned it. They have a freer form of capitalism in China than we do here. Do you know that?
Yes.
Do you know that they pay lower federal income taxes in China than we do here? Do you know that Barack Obama's federal income taxes are higher than that paid by the richest people in China?
I understand exactly. My point, I'm going to try to summarize this.
I wish you would. I've got the TMJ from this conversation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm joking. I'm just in a giddy mood.
No, I don't know. This whole sexual thing is a wonder. I call it a wonderful aberration, but I believe in the French "Vive la différence." That's
right. In other words, you're an old skirt chaser in plain English.
I say so.
I just tickled your funny bone, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
In other words, you don't want to chase a skirt only to find out you were chasing a pant.
Yes, and one more point I'd like to make. If you look into the psychological literature, if you try to impart all of this spectrum of sexual choices to young children, children are very sexually malleable.
That's exactly why they're doing it, right. Young children do not know what sex is. They don't know what their sexuality is. You can shape them into almost anything you want. And that's why in Italy they've stood up to the perverts and said, you're not going to do this cross-dressing in kindergarten. Screw you. They're standing up to the deviants and the perverts who have done this behind their back. My friend, I am sending you a copy of Countdown to Mecca. The minute I return, I'm going to tell you why I'm giddy. I'll give you a hint. Tomorrow, I actually will not be on the radio. I took the day off for a medical exam, for an MRI, magnetic resonance, you know, a magnetic job. I'll tell you why I'm giddy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, as promised, I have to now admit why I'm giddy today. As I said, I have been suffering some severe neck pains for a long while, and I have a neurologist friend who set me up. First, I had a cancer specialist friend who set me up for an MRI about 6 months ago. Well, I went in the machine, and I lasted, 2.5 minutes, and then I pressed the alarm switch and got out. I couldn't take it. I hate the MRI. I can't take it, the claustrophobia. I felt like I was like being shoveled into a coffin. I mean, I'll admit my weakness. I couldn't take it. So now I have a neurologist friend who said, you have to get an MRI of your neck so we know what's going on. You know, okay, I agreed to it. So it's set for tomorrow. I canceled it an hour before the show because you can say, well, it's irrational or just justifying it. No, listen to me. You know, there are doctors, alternative medical doctors, who have used and still use magnets for healing. Did you know that? It's a little known aspect of alternative medicine. Some of you may know about it. You say, ah, it's crackpot. No, it isn't. So my logic is that if magnets can heal, why then the logic would dictate the magnets can also harm. There's not much known about the potential harmful effects of the MRI. And I'm not talking about the dye because I wouldn't have used that anyway. I am talking specifically about magnetic energy on soft body tissue. So I called a friend of mine who was an expert in alternative medicine, a fine MD, and I asked him, I said, you've used magnets in healing. He said, well, there's no known negative effects of MRIs. I said, I understand there's no known negative effects because no one's done the study, or it's almost impossible to know anyway. I said, cancer takes 20 years to generate, so how would you know what it's from? So anyway, we talk and talk. I said, so what's your experience in using magnets in healing? He said, I found that it made the conditions worse. The magnets cause inflammation. That was it for me. I called the clinic and canceled it. My intuitive sense is that high magnetic energy on soft tissue would cause some unknown harm, possibly in the long run, maybe even in the short run. But more than that, I've actually eliminated the neck pain I've had for almost a year now. It all started with a bad massage that migrated around my neck, but it was all related to my using free weights. I gave away my weights to the gardener yesterday. I've stopped using the weights about 4 weeks ago, and the pain is virtually gone. I pinched a nerve with the free weights. So now I am flabby and pain-free. And I would rather be flabby and pain-free than look like an Adonis and walk around racked with pain. This is your favorite talk show host, Michael Savage, saying goodbye and hello. I'll be back in a few minutes in most of America.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is hour number three of The Savage Nation. You made it with me. So we have a number of topics that people are excited about. I can't repeat them. You know, Trump is one of the big ones. Everyone loves him, except the toe dust out there, toe dust at the National Review. Toe dust at the Alphabet channels. They don't like Trump because he is he's one of the wealthiest men in the world, and yet he's not a member of the established political structure. And these stooges are there only to be mouthpieces for the established political parties or candidates. It's that simple. So we like Trump. They don't. Toe dust doesn't. We do. We have the fake black woman who has still not been arrested yet for impersonating someone of another race, and I think she should be arrested either by local, state, or federal authorities. There has to be some statute that she violated. There must be. There must be. And to prove this, I will again suggest the following. If you are a young Caucasian male, I suggest you go try to find a scholarship or such at a college reserved only for minorities, because there are such. And then you check the minority box, whatever it may be. And then when you win, and they find out that you're not a minority, see what they do to you. Why, how dare you not be a fill-in-the-blank? Why, we're going to call the proper authorities. You won't get a reality show. You won't be invited on a Today show. No. So why should she? She violated not only common sense and decency, but she violated the law. And so to revere this woman is sickening all around. So that's topic number two. Michelle Obama goes to London, and she goes to a Muslim area in England that has produced some of the most radical of all of the Muslim areas in England. Five or six suicide bombers came out of this very district. And she addresses the girls at the Muslim school and says that I look like you, I am you, I relate to you. And again, she plays the victim. Why is she doing that? What is she after? What is Michelle Obama's end game? What do they have in mind when they finally stop plaguing us? That's if that ever happens. And then we talked about the Pope and the effect the Pope is having on the Catholic Church. I would say amongst uneducated attendees, they love the guy. They don't know who he is or what he is or what he's doing. He smiles a lot. He's kindly. He's fatherly. He seems nice. That's enough for the average American and for the average Catholic. In the third world, he's a big hit because they don't even know what he's talking about. And they like the airplane, they like the Pope mobile, they like all the apparatus. But he's a hardcore communist. I don't care what you tell me. I mean, I can read with my own eyes and listen. I know what he's saying. He's espousing liberation theology. And this thing with global warming was the last straw for me. Because he has no business stepping into such a debate when he has no background in science, number one. And number two, it's part and parcel of the UN World Tax crowd. It's a straight-out method to control the middle class around the world with fear tactics about the world is coming to an end, the sea is going to rise, it's mainly going to affect the poor. Yeah, it's rubbish. That's the same crap being put out by the American colleges that tell us there's no such thing as gender. So I do resent any religious figure stepping into the political world in the United States of America where there's a stone wall between church and state. That's my position, Teddy. That's my dog who I refer to every once in a while. He is now sitting in the armchair staring at me, listening to his master's voice. I would say that my dog, having listened to shows for over, he's 11 now or so, he's caught almost every one of my shows except Mondays and Fridays when he goes to the groomer. I would say Teddy is far more intelligent than the average American voter. And luckily he can't talk. If he could, he'd have the biggest radio show in the dog world. I could get him a job in a minute, at least as a fill-in host. God, I would love to have Teddy as a fill-in host. Could you imagine? I would say Teddy barking on the air would be more intelligent than most of the conversation that comes out of the political class. It's certainly better than what you hear from Al Sharpton. That's my opinion. Sits and reads a teleprompter. Unbelievable. How could Bill Gates not understand that we're smart enough to know why he lets this lout, Al Sharpton, continue to espouse left-wing double talk on MSNBC? You think we don't know, Bill Gates, why you're doing it? Why you let him and the other liars on the left? You think, Bill, we don't know that it's all about keeping them off your back for the great tax dodge that Microsoft, Google, and the other major corporations are known for, using double, triple Dutch, double, triple Irish techniques? My only prayer is that the EU finally cracks down on these gangsters and makes them pay their fair share of taxes. I am sick and tired of hearing one thing come out of their mouth while they do another. It's as simple as that. So, if you want to talk about any of these topics, I pity you, because it means you're as agitated as I am. And the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's see what people are calling about. WMAL, Stephen, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Well, if you don't think that Hillary significantly added to her resume by being Secretary of State, her resume is first lady, same as Michelle Obama. They threw her under the bus last time for Barack, and now they'll do this. As soon as Michelle says she wants to run, they'll throw her under the bus, too.
So you think Michelle is running to be is going to run for what?
President.
Yeah, but she hasn't entered the race yet. How can she do it so late?
Because they'll toss Hillary under the bus as soon as she does.
No, but what? Isn't there some deadline? Doesn't she have to start announcing?
Yeah.
And by the way, how does her going to England and speaking in front of a radical Muslim girls' school help her resume in America? How does that work?
Well, that doesn't help the resume, but you ask what her end game is. I think the end game is her running and getting the Obama name on the ticket again.
I don't think so. I think that if Michelle Obama runs for anything, she's going to run for the Senate here in California. That would be my guess. And that's an easy, that's a slam dunk. This is a one-party communist dictatorship under Jerry Brown. So they could do anything they want. They don't even have to have elections in California anymore. There's no need for an election. They can turn the water off of a town if they want. They can tax you any amount they want. They can give free tuition to illegal aliens if they want. It's great being king. Jerry Brown always wanted to be king. He comes from a Jesuit background. And as a Jesuit, he has these tendencies towards sort of a dictatorship. It's just that simple. And we're living in a dictatorship. KSFO, Adam, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Michael. I had a couple of points I wanted to talk about. One was the transgender agenda. Apparently, a couple of days ago, there had been a boxing match between a transgender female and a female. So it was basically entered into the female, you know.
And who won? I missed that one.
Well, the former male won because the victim.
Oh, the former male one, because she basically had a male body.
Yeah, basically. And the female who lost, who was actually critically injured, said...
Whoa, that's terrible. I didn't know that they're doing that now. They're entering the rings as a transgendered woman, and they're fighting women. That's really a trick. That's using the trick of the transgender political agenda to basically hurt women.
Yeah. Yeah, incredible.
Where was this fight? You know, I'm a sports fan in boxing. I will not watch women fight. I can't watch women fight. I don't like watching it.
Yeah, I agree.
Does that make me sexist? I cannot watch women hitting each other. I don't like seeing them punching each other in the breasts. How do you like that?
It makes me
uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so what's your point?
Well, that was all. It was just a bit of news on that. But also,
where was this fight, Adam?
I caught it on YouTube. It was on a channel I was watching, and it was basically held up in as a.
You know what a real pay-per-view would be, big winner would be? It would be Bruce Jenner fighting Madeleine Albright.
Oh yeah. Fair enough.
Well, they would have to even the odds out, because Madeleine Albright's much older than Bruce Jenner. I would say whatever her name is, Caitlyn Jenner, in a matchup against Madeleine Albright and, let's say, the Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, like two against one. Who do you think would win that one?
I'd go with Madeleine Albright.
God, yeah, she's meaner. Absolutely, and she could probably hit him with a brisket from which he would never recover.
But, Michael, I have one other point I wanted to make with the sexualizing of children. I don't know if many of the listeners are aware of this, but it's actually on YouTube, again, you can actually type in Walt Disney and sexual imagery or hidden imagery. And for many, many movies from Lion King way back to Snow White, The animators have kind of drawn in words, or there have been a few frames per second of genitalia and kind of, you know, stuff like this, you know, words spelling out.
God, it goes that far back. So when I was doing coloring books at five, I was getting sexualized. When I was coloring, in Mickey's ears, I was already being sexualized.
Yeah, I mean, your eyes, you're not registering it, but your brain's registering.
Well, no wonder I have problems to this day and age. I used to like coloring in Mickey Mouse's ears and Donald Duck's bill. I would make yellow. I didn't know they were teaching me some perverted lesson.
That's true. And it's amazing.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't see it if something...
No, I don't doubt it. I mean, look who runs Disney right now. Look what they did to the great Disney name. Take a look at what they do to their workers. Take a look who's the head of Disney. I mean, nothing shocks me anymore. Adam, I'm going to send you a free copy of Countdown to Mecca. You know why? It is a testosterone-driven book that will raise your testosterone no matter what your gender is. It will even raise the testosterone of transgendered if they were to read Countdown to Mecca. By the time they're through, they may decide to give up their transgendered identity and go back to being a male. Oh, I feel giddy because the MRI was so freaking me out. I was so freak-showed about it. It was like coughing to me. End of the line, death. I was going to bring up a topic of death, but I'm not ready for it. It's just not a good topic for right now. I spoke to a friend of mine who's, you know, about my age. He doesn't know what's going to be done with his remains if and when he dies because he doesn't think he's going to die. So I said, you know, I don't know anybody my age who's actually made any plans for that day because none of the people I know actually believe they're going to die. And so I would say that my generation actually comes from one of the most, I don't know the right word, but a weird generation. You see, my father came over from Europe. Do you know the first thing he joined was a burial society? Because they had to know, these Europeans, they were way ahead of the curve. They were not afraid of death. They didn't welcome it. But they understood they would die one day. So the first thing they wanted is a piece of real estate in which to be buried. So they joined a burial society. I didn't understand it. But now I'm an older guy. I still don't know what I'm going to do. I haven't made a decision. And I don't know anybody my age. You ask them, they say, oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. So it dawned on me that my generation is filled with people who think they're immortal. We're actually in a class by ourselves. None of us actually believe that we're going to die. You could say we're the most egotistical generation that ever lived. And on that pleasant note, I'll take a break and be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. It is the Savage Nation. I have some good news for those of you who have children or you yourself who have applied for the Savage scholarships. I'm giving away $100,000, $20,000 to each of five. Yeah, we found the five winners after going through 1,700 applicants. Over the last months, it's been on a much bigger job than I ever thought it would be. We found five very talented, loyal, patriotic Americans, and we will be announcing the winners, I think, on July 2nd. They probably know who they are by now because we've asked them to send a picture of themselves, but I will announce it on the show on July 2nd. I live up to my word the best I possibly can. And although I am not Bill Gates giving away $20 million, $100,000 is still a lot of money, especially $20,000 to each student. So you won't believe some of these essays how good they are. 855-400-7282. KKOB Radio. Cheryl, go ahead, please, on the issue of death.
I wanted to tell you that about 5 years ago when I was 50, I decided that instead of getting cremated, I was going to donate my body to science. There's a great program where when you die, they send somebody to pick up the body.
But why do you posit the idea that there's only a choice between cremation, burial, or cremation or giving away your body to science? I mean, there are several billion people they would not consider cremation.
Well, I think that's probably true, but
do you think it's selfish not to give your body away at your death? Is that your view?
Yeah, I didn't catch the beginning.
Do you think it's selfish of people who do not give away various body parts when they die?
No, I don't think it's selfish.
Because as sure as I'm standing here, watch what happens. The radical left will soon make you feel guilty for being cremated or buried without giving away healthy body parts. You wait and see. They're going to claim they own your body at death. I mean, if Obama can push a death tax, why can't he push a death tax on the human body at death? Why can't he do that? Why stop him on his agenda? Anyway, so you decided to give your body away. Aren't you worried? Are you that positive that when you, quote, die, there's no connection whatsoever to the body that has served you your whole life?
I'm positive.
How are you positive?
It's a spiritual thing, and I think that.
And by the way, I'm not here to be a wise guy. I'm not trying to challenge your view. I'm trying to work through this because I'm not so sure.
It has to do with faith, and I think that when you're dead, you're dead, and you know you're not in your body anymore. And I want to donate my body to science because I think that doctors need to learn.
What if science wanted to use your female body part for a male? Would you find that acceptable?
No, I haven't.
Well, now I'm raising another issue tied into today's political world. Maybe they'll start to say we want to harvest the genitalia of dead people so we can make so many other individuals happy in their lives. I mean, it's unlikely that they'd want an older person's genitalia, but nevertheless, it opens up an ethical question, I think, worth discussing.
Well, the outfit that I've talked to, you know, that's not something that they have said that they use it for. And it's not organ donation. You send your body, so like they sell your knees to a medical school so that the doctors can learn, surgeons can learn how to operate.
You don't mind the thought that your body will be put into an anatomy laboratory?
Not at all.
Oh, boy. You know, to each his own, but I think that would be very, very shocking to several billion people on the planet. It violates the Jewish religion. It violates the Muslim religion. It probably violates the Christian religion, and yet you yourself, are you religious?
I am, and it does not violate the Christian religion. I'm not going
to... Are you sure of that?
Yeah.
Are you sure of it? Well, I'm not here to challenge your beliefs, but I would say that I'm not so sure you're correct in that analysis. Well, hopefully you'll be around for quite a number of years, and I have Countdown to Mecca to give you while you're still with us, because I'm sure you'll enjoy reading the novel. It will increase your testosterone levels, even if you're a woman, because it's so fast-paced, written by yours truly, Michael Savage. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Extra, hear all about it. Italian families protest forced cross-dressing of school children by perverts in the schools themselves. I told you from the beginning that was never about gay rights. It was never about an oppressed minority. It simply wanted equality. It was always about dominance. And we are paying the piper right now because of our tolerance. Parents from the north of Italy have organized a massive demonstration called Defend Our Children against gender ideology in schools, which will be held this Saturday in the St. John Lateran Square in Rome. What is it about? They're protesting Italian educational programs, which are meant to blur the sexual identity of young children. Did you hear what the vermin are doing? In the northern Italian city of Trieste, parents are in an uproar over a taxpayer-funded elementary school program which includes dressing little boys as girls and girls as boys to overcome so-called gender stereotypes. The perverts have taken over every aspect of every Western culture, which, by the way, is why ISIS is rising around the world. Make no mistake about it. ISIS is a counterpoint to these psychotics. You don't understand that. I do. I have a global perspective. I have a mystical perspective. I have a godly perspective. And I am telling you there is a reason ISIS is making gains. It's because of the vermin who have penetrated our culture and destroyed it from within. Schools are calling the exercise the Game of Respect, which purportedly adopts many guidelines from the European Standards on Sex Education attributed to the World Health Organization. You know who they are, don't you? You know about the perverts from Brussels, don't you? With the alleged child sex slaves that they hold around Europe. You haven't heard about that? What do you think, they're all clean as the driven snow? Listen, there's more. The so-called perverted Game of Respect consists in a box containing several cards presenting the figures of different working roles, male and female housewives and husbands, male and female plumbers and firefighters, with the figures represented in exactly the same way to show that males and females are completely interchangeable. There is also a card from the perverts with a game called If He Were She and She Were He, where boys and girls are expected to exchange the clothes they are wearing in the classroom. The boy dresses as a girl, and the girl dresses as a boy. And then they discuss how they feel in that new role. Parents in Italy are especially up in arms over the school district's attempt to conceal the program and its contents from them. The Italian father of one of the children, Amadeo Rossetti, said that in early February he attended a PTA meeting where the program for the second semester was presented. When Mr. Rossetti posed specific questions on issues of gender, school administrators, all perverts, by the way, categorically denied the presence of gender-based activities in the school. The foxes are inside the hen house. They're posing as humanitarians. They're posing as liberals. They're posing as kind. They're not. They're predators. One of the goals of the protesters is the enforcement of European Art 0.26, whatever that is, regarding informed consent, whereby parents can ask the school to be informed before their children are introduced to courses with themes like those regarding so-called gender theory, which, by the way, is a construct. Gender theory is a creation of the perverts in order to make the rest of us be frightened of them. That's my opinion. There is no such thing as gender theory. Either you're born a male or you're born a female. It doesn't matter how you act. You are born as a male or you're born as a female. Yes, I understand there's a small percentile biologically of people who are not male nor female. But by and large, we know this is a hogwash in order to confuse you. You want to hear more of what's going on in Italy? The land of the rising sun? Parents are also protesting a sex ed program for kindergarten students intended to highlight the similarities and differences between boys' and girls' bodies. The program involves one child lying down and the others placing their hand first on the child's heart to feel how it beats, and then on the diaphragm to feel it rise and fall. The text reads that quite obviously in the genital area, children can see that they're made differently from one another. Though the text does not specifically state that the children are to touch each other in the genital area, parents are complaining that it is understood that they should touch each other's genitals. Mr. Rossetti says that the upcoming demonstration in the Italian capital is absolutely essential, since it is up to us as parents to defend our right to oversee the education of our children. The spokesman for the protest, Professor Massimo Gandolfini, said that Saturday's demonstration was organized, quote, to protect our children from the propaganda of gender theories that are appearing surreptitiously in an ever more worrying way in schools. Wouldn't it be nice if we had some men in America who took time out from basketball, baseball, and barbecue to scream about the perverts who are trying to destroy their children's minds? 855-400-7282. We're also talking about Donald Trump, who has caused quite a stir by announcing his candidacy. And as I said to you, I certainly would support him if he runs as a Republican. I will not support him if he runs on a third party, because it will only undermine whoever on the Republican ticket runs. And we cannot afford to have Hillary Clinton as president. She is only fit to be the librarian at the Clinton Library, in my estimation. She could take tickets at the front of the library. She could arrange kickbacks for Bill, if that's what they do, at the library. But she is not fit to run this country. We know what they did when they were here for 8 years, right? You forgot about all the scandals? I know, it's like the good old days for the illegitimate. They thought those were great days. But they really weren't great days. The Clintons started the meltdown of American culture. Remember that. You see, his misbehaviors in the White House were unto themselves rather minor misbehaviors from one point of view, because the wife looked the other way. She knew what he was. There was no surprise to her. But when you have a president so out of control that he can't control his urges, even in the White House, it tells you much more about him than you'd like to know. And that's what all the scandals were about. And she was an enabler. She enabled it to happen. So they are what they are, you know. There are many other topics. We have the meddlesome Pope, the Pope's mischief. As you know, the Pope is mixing religion with politics, which is a no-no in the United States. He has been selected, hand-selected by the New World Order. He's the first non-European Pope in 1,200 years. The same people who gave us Obama gave us this Pope. The same people who gave us Obama and the Pope are giving the world a good beating. He is from an area where Marx's theory was used to rule over the people. The Pope is a danger to the world. Yes, I'll be very clear on that. He knows about as much about weather as my... Well, let's put it to you this way. The only thing the Pope knows about meteorology is that when it rains, his highly paid aides in the Vatican take out umbrellas and open them for him. The man knows nothing about climate. And for a religious man to do this is incomprehensible. How the Catholic people can put up with this, I don't know. And by the way, if he hates capitalism so much and wealthy people so much, I think the Pope ought to begin with an example by selling off some of the great art in the Vatican. And I think this Pope, this deceiver, what do you think? Because someone wears a holy robe, they're holy? Are you people nuts? How many imams are terrorists? Oh, you're willing to go along with that, aren't you? Well, the Pope is a Marxist. I stand by those words. He is a wolf in Pope's clothing. He is an eco-wolf in Pope's clothing. He's a stealth Marxist in religious garb. What do you think? I have to get on my hands and knees for him? He's a man. He's a man, and I disagree with his big lie, and I resent mixing religion with politics in my nation. It's sickening. It's bad enough we had to put up with Obama mixing race with politics for all these years. Now we have to put up with mixing Catholicism with politics. It's disgusting. The world is melting down in front of our eyes because of men like this, the deceiver, the great deceiving Pope. And so we have to stand up to him. It's that simple. This is simple. But again, I would make an offer right now in order to help the world's poor and to help the Pope distribute some of the wealth of the Vatican. I, Michael Savage, hereby bid $1 million for any Michelangelo in the Vatican. That's an opening bid. I realize it may be worth more. Ha, ha, ha. I'll put up $1 million for any one of the Michelangelos in the Vatican. I'll even go a step further. I'll put up $5 million if they'll sell me the Sistine Chapel and transport it to San Francisco. I mean, I know it may be worth more, but think of all of the poor that could be fed with that $5 million, Mr. Pope. Why don't you put your money where your mouth is, and why don't you show the people you're not a stooge of the radical left? What a disgrace this world has become, that you would sit there idly and go in those pews and throw money into those pots. Pew on it! Pew on it! It stinks to high heaven! And I don't give a damn what he wears. I don't care what mumbo-jumbo he uses. It's disgusting to mix politics with religion like this in my country. Secondly, the man sounds like the false prophet in Revelation. He sounds just like the false prophet in Revelation. An ecumenical spiritual figure directing mankind to worship the Antichrist. The man is a false prophet. How can you buy this garbage? How in the world can you buy this? The world is cooling off. And the man is pushing this to attack capitalism? This is unbelievable to me. We're living in global tyranny right now. We are living in global tyranny where the big lie is told over and over again. And there's almost no one to stand up to the big liars. The man is a liar. The man is a criminal. The man has crossed the barrier between politics and religion. And I resent the Pope. I don't care how big his cross is. It doesn't matter to me. He's a Marxist through and through. I don't care how white his robes are. He doesn't belong in this nation lying about climate change. He has no right to do that. None whatsoever. And I don't know how any fair-minded Catholic cannot be as outraged as I am. Do you realize what Marxism he is espousing here? The Pope put out a 192-page encyclical on global warming. That is a complete lie and fraud. All it is the environmentalist movement and the Marxist movement combined. He lambasts the rich. He says the rich loot the world. He attacks bankers and climate skeptics for accelerating its decline. Well, let me tell you something, Popey. I am a climate skeptic, and I'm a trained scientist. You don't know you're behind from climate. I know more about climate than you do. You liar, you. He then goes on to the big lie, saying the world is facing widespread crop failure, economic ruin, mass migration, destruction of entire ecosystems. It's all rubbish. The most advanced weather station in the world has just reported that we are in a 10-year cooling cycle. How dare this fraudulent Pope, who to me is no better than Rachel Donezal, not be challenged by every Catholic with a college education in the world. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. Swiss America.
Nobody would be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump. We won't be using a man like Secretary Kerry, goes into a bicycle race at 72 years old and falls and breaks his leg. I won't be doing that. The American dream is dead. But if I get elected president, I will bring it back bigger and better and stronger than ever before, and we will make America great again.
Well, let's hope so, and let's hope that Donald really runs and chooses a great running mate that we can really, you know, sink our teeth into, so to speak, such as Dr. Ben Carson. That's a winning ticket. Because, you know, that Dr. Ben Carson is the antithesis to the president we have now. Ben Carson is genuine. He is not a construct. Ben Carson is a pediatric neurosurgeon, which is about as difficult as it gets in neurosurgery. Ask any neurosurgeons about pediatric neurosurgery. You cannot fake your way into pediatric neurosurgery. And although he is African-American, he did not need affirmative action to become a pediatric neurosurgeon. He had the brains and the skill set to become a pediatric neurosurgeon. The opposite is true for Barack Obama, who has used race as a weapon to get where he is. And so I support the Donald Trump candidacy. I hope he runs, and I hope he chooses someone like Carson, and we'll wait and see. The other topic is, you know, the one that won't go away is the fake black, this Rachel character who continues to lie about her race. She's a con woman, in my estimation, nothing more and nothing less. And thus far, I have not seen any members of the civil rights community, you know, speak out against her activities. I haven't seen any of the pompous members of the Congressional Black Caucus, who are just so offended by everything, not offended by her, apparently. Why has there been no march in demand for the truth about Rachel Donezal? Which raises a bigger question, by the way, which is that if she can fake her race by claiming race is just a construct, well, if we take her on her word, as many of the leftists do, then we don't need these race-baiting organizations who are built only around race, right? Anyway, just a thought. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. We're also talking about the sexual madness in our schools. Italian families protesting this Saturday the forced cross-dressing of school children by deviants and perverts. When did the word deviant and pervert, when did the words deviant and pervert get dropped from the English language dictionary? Has anyone told me that they have read an official statement that there's no such word as the word deviant? There is no such word as the word pervert in the dictionary. You know, those words still exist. In fact, as I speak with you today on the Savage Nation radio program, I am rifling through my books. Here they are. And I'm going to get for you two books that I use on occasion. One is the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and the other is Roget's Thesaurus, which I've enjoyed since college days. And both of them have words in them. Now, maybe these are old editions. They could be old editions. They could be the old straight white male edition. I don't know. There may be a new edition that I'm not aware of. But let me go into the old straight white male Merriam-Webster dictionary and look up the word pervert. And let us see if the word has any meaning. Pemmican, penology, filter. Oh, it takes a while for me to flip through the pages in the old way. I know I should be doing it on the internet, and it'd be faster, admittedly. But I want to use the old straight white male's dictionary just for now to see what this antique book has to say. And here it is. Perspective. I have to turn the page now. Pert. We're getting there. Ah, pervade. Perverse. Here we go. Perverse. Turned away from what is right or good. Robert? That's the actual definition. Turned away from what is right or good. Perverse. Corrupt. Obstinate in opposing what is reasonable or accepted. Okay. Interesting. So these words do exist in the old straight white male Merriam-Webster dictionary. I do not know if they're still permitted to be taught on university campuses where perverts have taken over the colleges and universities. I'm sure that they've rewritten the dictionary, because the dictionaries themselves may be found offensive.
Savage.